Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. You are about to hear a Kingdom Living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and His Kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Today we want to share from the book of Luke chapter 14. And we will read from verse number 15. Now when one of those who sat at the table with him heard these things, he said to Jesus, "Blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God." Then he said to him, that is, Jesus said to him, "A certain man gave a great supper and invited many and sent his servant at supper time to say to those who were invited, 'Come, for all things are now ready.' But they with one accord began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I have bought a piece of ground. I must go and see it. I ask you to have me excused.' And another said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen. I am going to test them. I ask you to have me excused.' Still another said, 'I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.' So that servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servants, 'Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, underline street and lanes, and bring in here the poor and the maimed and the lame and the blind.' And the servant said, 'Master, it is done as you commanded, and still there is room.' Then the master said to the servant, 'Go out into the highways and hedges, underlying highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say to you that none of those men who were invited shall taste my supper.' Wonderful passage of scripture that is telling us that God has prepared a supper for all mankind. The supper is not a supper of food. It is a supper of the kingdom. The kingdom of God is a meal that we have to receive and eat it into us, and let it permeate every sector of our lives, every aspect of our lives. Because the kingdom of God is a system that is imposed upon our system. A system is something that is integrated or interlinked. You cannot have something that is not linked to another thing that you call a system. A system is where one thing leads to the other, and it has got a network that is a system. So the kingdom of God is not supposed to be at one corner of our lives. Neither is it supposed to be something that is for the future. It is a now system that is linked to tomorrow, that is linked to the future, that is linked to every aspect of our lives. This system was served to humanity at supper time. And supper time is the last meal of the day. In other words, if we believe that we are in the last days or in the end time, then we must understand that the system of God is supposed to grow in our lives and is supposed to affect every aspect of our lives before the King of Kings come, and then we see the fully blown system. Until then, we can only taste of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Before you eat something, you must taste it. So before you can fully enjoy the kingdom system, you must have a taste of it. That is why he said that there are some people who will never taste my supper. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That means that every believer who is living in the Laodicean church, who is living in this last day church, must understand that this is supper time, this is the end time, and this is the last meal that God has prepared for all humanity to enjoy, and it must be built into our lives as people are waiting the coming of the King of Kings. Now there are some four categories of people who enjoyed this kingdom life. This kingdom life that I'm talking to you about. Somebody says, Pastor, what is kingdom life? Kingdom life is a life of rulership over five things. It's a life of rulership over self. Self is S-E-L-F. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you must have rule over your own self. Now it's also a life of rulership over sin. And then it's a life of rulership over situations. Situations is talking about the circumstances of life. So that you rule over it and it does not control you. So wherever you are living, where, whatever background you have, you must rule over that situation. Then it's a life of rulership over society. God wants us to be in charge of society and nations. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He did not plan it for the world, you know, the nations of the world to subjugate his people.
Now,
but that we will have rulership over our various national situations and national difficulties and national demons. It's not just Ghana. You know, there are devils everywhere. All right. And finally, kingdom life is a life of rulership over Satan. So you are ruling over five things. self, sin, situations, society, and Satan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you rule like this, you experience the life of heaven on earth. Heaven on earth within you and without you or outside you in your environment. That is what the kingdom supper God has put before humanity is like. Now, there are four categories of people who enjoyed kingdom life. They were people who lived in the streets, people who lived in the lanes, those who lived in the highway, and those who lived in hedges. I have spoken about these things. I won't go back. Just get the tapes. Today we want to look at living in hedges. Because the master of the supper said that, go and collect all those who are in the hedges and bring them so that they can enjoy kingdom life. So we want to look at the kingdom lifestyle of living in hedges. He says, those who are living in the hedges, go and bring them to enjoy my kingdom table. So the final place,
and it to be a chat to one,
whose inhabitants enjoy the heavenly life on earth, they are those who lived in hedges. Now, hedges are plants which are deliberately grown together. You intentionally bring them close together.
And I want you to start.
So that they form like a shelter. And people live in it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know the first person who introduced a hedge to mankind?
Now, when the people would come here,
that was God. The Bible says that God, in the first kingdom era, he planted a garden in the east of Eden. And that is where Adam and Eve, they were living. They were living among the hedges of the garden of Eden. They were not living in houses made of blocks and roof with red coat roofing. They lived in hedges that God had deliberately brought together, and it even formed a hedge. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want us to understand something, that the first people who lived in hedges among the tribes of Israel, they were the tribe of Judah. Wow. The tribe of Judah, they lived in hedges. And what were they doing among the hedges? They were living there with the king.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Look at the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 4, and then verse number 23. 1 Chronicles, chapter 4, verse 23. It says, of the tribe of Judah, these were the porters, and those who dwell at Netaim. Netaim is another word for plants. In fact, if you are using a very good Bible, you will see the margin. Instead of the word Netaim, it puts the word plant over there. So they lived among plants and Gadara. Gadara is another word for hedges. So there were some people who were living among the plants and the hedges. Let's finish the reading. It says that there they dwelt with the king for his work. Where was the king living? It was living among the hedges. And so this tribe of Judah that is described in 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 1 up to verse 23. The Bible says that they lived in hedges. And they lived there with the king. It is no wonder that God the king who threw his supper said that go and bring those who are living in the hedges. Because that is where the king lives. And I say to you right now that if you live among hedges, if you have a lifestyle of living among hedges, I want you to know that you are living where God lives. There they dwelt with the king for the work of the king. What is the work of the king? That the tribe of Judah, they were living in the hedges with. It was pottery. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So those who lived in the hedges, look at 23 again. These were the porters and those who dwelt in the hedges with the king. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Do you know the first porter on earth? It is the king of heaven. Because the first thing, impression God gives about himself, that he takes the clays of the earth and then he molded into shape mankind, and he shaped man like a potter would take a clay and then shape a pot.
Now, of fact, he said, will be our better dot here
That is the work of the king. He is a potter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so he takes the things on this earth and he molds them with his hands. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is what the tribe of Judah they were doing. They were potters. Potters lived in the hedges. After the first potter, who is the king, who is God? Because Israel is a desert. Hardly do they get rain. Yes, you can have a whole year no rain. Wow. It's a rocky desert. And so water has always been scarce on the promised land. So the tribe of Judah, they were potters, they molded containers so that Israel could carry water in it. Because in Israel, every house had a pot.
Israel,
pot for water. And they will carry it to the well and fetch water in it and bring it to their houses. And that is the role of the tribe of Judah. They brought water to the people of God. They brought refreshment to the homes of the people of God. Hallelujah. So the pots will be made by those who are living in the hedges, and then the people of Israel will buy it, go and carry water in it, and come and refresh themselves. That is how come Judah, that means praise, is always a refreshment to the people of God. When you praise the Lord, you refresh yourself. It's like you are tired, you have walked through the sun, the desert sun, and then you come, you take the pot, you fetch water, and you pour water on yourself. Or you are thirsty and you take water from the pot, cool as it is, and you drink it, you become refreshed. Do you know the lifestyle of being a potter, or the lifestyle of rather living among hedges?
Now with him, say that's a wabra but it's a wood doctor, and I'm what to be a would be a brain I should say at ya. What do you say?
It is a lifestyle of being downright practical in your life.
It just said a brava won't bum just say. Practical.
The most practical person is God the Father. When he came, he was anointed. But he took the dirt on the ground and he did something practical with something around him. And that is a lifestyle that God is calling us to. That is the kind of lifestyle that if you have, you can enjoy kingdom life of rulership over self, sin, situation, Satan, and society now. Because potters were practical people. They are people who pick the things that everybody steps upon. Everybody walks on the earth. But the potter will pay money to get something that is despised by everybody. I want us to understand that God wants us like potters to give practical, usable forms to things around us that are despised, that are looked down upon, especially by people who claim they are anointed, too anointed not to touch the dead.
Now when you mean we say your papa your brother say one man woman did not tell you any say a dear biara you are see up a dear biara you see any na ya put when you mean we say any befa ni a mean no full progress said your boy jamie ya na dear fa.
Potters are so creative.
Now one man woman did not tell you any what to make any 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 any
they frame new things out of the old.
Now one man found your mother down no woman ya full flow.
Yes, they can crush something and mold a different thing from it.
Now one bet you have a baby, no more sell, no more sand you need to forward.
And they can do it in such a way that it becomes desirable to you. You want to own it and decorate your hall with it.
Now one to me for sad that that no any na the fufra. One casa we make prison we be nyam for do back to the hall. Now one here say
it. That is why God likens himself to a porter.
I don't know nyam dey no work to two one ma. One money na here.
That is why the king lives in the hedges with the porters. Because ladies and gentlemen, our king is so loving that you can be trodden upon by people, you can be despised by everybody, everybody in the world can be walking on you, but God is with you and God is going to take you and God is going to mold something. You can have a nation that is discarded and looked down at by everybody, but the porter, the king, doesn't look down at that nation. The porter takes that which is despised by everybody and he molds something beautiful out of it.
Hallelujah.
There are professions that are looked down by people, especially in this part of the world. If we must enjoy kingdom life on this earth, we must go back to the first kingdom era and live in the hedges like Adam and Eve and become porters after the first example of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, in this part of the world, people despise certain professions until they go abroad. And then you go and see them, very nice, prominent people, you know, educated people, but they are down there doing the most practical, dirty of work. There are people who despise those work in this southern hemisphere. But when they go elsewhere, they embrace it and they do it. What is the difference? It is because our society frowns upon being practical. They say you have gone to school, so you cannot touch this. They say you are a lady, and so you should not do certain things. They say you are educated, you can write and read English, so certain things don't go near them. But God is calling us to do something. To go back to the first kingdom era and live among the hedges that he planted. Because there the king is. And he is working. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I mean, see, people who despise these things, when they go there, they become those things.
Now, what see? That these things, they are hard things. What you saw? Who can hold your friend those things?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Young people, are you listening to me? Don't look at the example of those who have gone before you, because some of the things that they hold on to, they are right. But some of those things, they do not enhance the kingdom of God coming among us as a people. That is why the king is down there with people who work like that.
You came from heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.